It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And the Big K Morning Show, we welcome the executive director of the Light of Life Rescue Mission here in Pittsburgh. Jarrell Gilliam is in studio with me. Appreciate you taking time to come in. When we had a chance to meet face-to-face, I said, why don't you come in some morning? Because I think a lot of Pittsburghers would benefit from a conversation about what Light of Life does on a daily basis. So thank you.
I am excited to be here. Thank you, Larry, for the opportunity.
And I mentioned you're a native Pittsburgher.
Sure am.
So where exactly did you grow up?
I grew up in Bethel Park. And my dad, years ago, was a heavyweight Golden Glove champion. I grew up in the Hill District and grew up just helping people, served in the military, settled here in Pittsburgh. And they decided to move out to Bethel Park. In the 50s, and so that's where I was born. I had three brothers, and we lived and grew up, graduated from Bethel Park High School.
You had some real athletic talent, too, I hear.
Yes, yes, yes. My brother, who's two years younger than me, went to the NBA, played for 13 years, Armin the Hammer Gilliam.
That's awesome, and a lot of people in the area certainly know him. What drew you as a paramedic and eventually became a pastor to Light of Life?
Yeah, well, there was a time with Light of Life. My parents, they were just very, very much a giving family. And so we would go out. And so I was introduced first by them, just going as children, helping serve a meal. Didn't really know much about it. I eventually became a paramedic here was trained at the Center for Emergency Medicine. One day I was out, we were in the Hill District on a call, and they pulled, the mail. I don't know if he was husband or boyfriend. And I looked up, and at the end of the drive of the parking lot there was the mother and two children. And their faces just kind of captured me. And as we took the man out, I could see that she was concerned. That was their protector. She was wondering about her future. And when I went back to the station that night, there was just something in me of, I could be the best paramedic in the world, but if something doesn't change, it's never going to impact that family or that community. And that started me on this journey of, you know, what is the answer? Is it a political answer? Is it some kind of other society answer? And I ended up landing on the answer is really in the human heart. It's one heart at a time changing. It's one family at a time changing. And so that started me on this path. I eventually became involved with churches and inner city ministries because I really feel that change needs to happen and on the micro level first before you can get to the macro.
And for Light of Life, so how long have you been there as executive director?
Yes, I've been executive director now. It's going on 6 years. And I worked there in the 90s for like 4 years and then came back about 12 years ago now.
And what is the mission of Light of Life Rescue Mission? Because we, here in Pittsburgh, a lot of us think of it, oh, it's a soup kitchen. Oh, they house men who are, how do you frame it, unhoused as opposed to homeless. You choose that, vernacular.
Yes. It is true. The mission, we celebrated not too long ago, 70 years of being here. And because of that, yeah, we did start off as a soup kitchen and then a shelter for men. But back in the 90s, we expanded to also being a place for women with children. And now we have a whole continuum of care. So when you think of Light of Life, we go all the way from the one end, which is we have outreach team. We started about 5 years ago. Before the pandemic, going into the streets, we started realizing the homeless were not necessarily coming to us as they had in the past. With the opioid crisis, we saw a change in those who were on the street. So we have an outreach team that goes out to the camps, to the sidewalks where people are, and we bring some services to them, but we're trying to build relationships so that they'll come into the mission. And then we have services that help to prevent homelessness. And so we have a food pantry, and we serve thousands of meals, and we put together food boxes for people. For many, they're on the edge every month of being able to stay in their apartment. And so we realize that even by providing food and clothes, it helps someone to be able to make ends meet. And so it's that old analogy, Larry, of people at the bottom of the falls pulling people out. And then at some point, someone says, someone's going to have to get to the top of the falls and stop the people from being thrown in. And so that's one of the things we like talking about here at the county, is that we can only just focus on those who are currently experiencing homelessness. We have to look at the tributaries of homelessness and have strategies to prevent people from coming in. And then once you get into our program, we have our shelter. Again, we have a shelter for men, a shelter for women, emergency shelter for women with children. We're really excited about that. So those are housed. We have that ministry down in our Vetley building. And so we think of that as, you need help today. I need food today. I need a shower. I need a place to stay. That's where emergency services is. Very little requirements other than you can't be harm yourself or others. You got to be able to follow directions. But that's a welcoming space for people who are experiencing homelessness. Our other building focuses on long term. So now you're making a commitment to change, commitment to sobriety. And what we find is that people who want to change need to be around others who want to change. And that's what our other building is. And so we can, in that program, you can be there from 3 months all the way up to 2.5 years, depending on the program. The longer a person has been in homelessness, or the longer a person has been experiencing mental health, severe mental health, the longer it takes to get them stable. So we have to come alongside them.
I want to talk more about that and the mission and the growing issue of unhoused or homeless people around the country. And the plan here with Sarah Inamorato, the Allegheny County executive, saying we're laying down the gauntlet of 500 shelters in 500 days. Is that realistic? More with the Jarrell Gilliam, Executive Director of Light of Life Rescue Mission, next. Big K Morning Show in studio. Executive Director of Light of Life Rescue Mission, Jarrell Gilliam, native Pittsburgher. And I always say, Jarrell, you're a half person from everybody. So you walk in, you know Erin Farragoni, our producer,
yes,
because she knows somebody that's in your office. And then Tamira Rush, our reporter, who's been with us for, you know, almost 30 years. She came in, and I've always wanted to meet you because her family, her father involved.
Yes. Bob Clark. He's such a great part of our tradition there and our family at Light of Life. And that's one of the things about being here in Pittsburgh. Light of Life has been blessed with so many people who have supported us over the years, and it feels like a big family.
And I think of my late friend, who was friend to many, Tun Chilkin,
yes,
former Steeler and obviously a broadcaster, but first and foremost, a very passionate man, very spiritual man, who helped, yeah, a lot of people and guided them and was, in many ways, the face of Light of Life for many people.
Yes, and some don't remember, he was actually a chairman of our board through some really challenging years back in the 90s. And so he led us there. And when it came time for me to step into this position, he was very supportive and helped me to get there. But he was the one that visited there, and he would bring people in by saying, if you come to the mission and volunteer, you'll never be the same. And so many people have had that same experience. And so we miss him and think about him often.
I do. He was an inspiration to many. I know he had lost his wife early to breast cancer, and
yes,
you know, if it was his spirituality that got him through that, he said. And
yes,
he also, and Craig Wolfley,
yes,
who was, you know, those two were inseparable.
Yes,
still works and volunteers with you.
He sure does,
and he's very popular. But he credits Tunge for getting him involved in the first place.
Yes, his life was changed as well, and we all have found there at the mission that that when we come together in family, and we also realize that we need a power that's greater than ourselves, and for many of us, we've found that through our faith. And so Light of Life is a place where people can connect with their faith, as well as a place where they can get help. But that is not a requirement for services. People can come of no faith, any faith, any belief structure. If you're hungry, we want to feed you. If you need a place to stay, you can stay with us. But that's the foundation of why we are there.
As a pastor, what do you say when you've seen the most desperate people in great despair who look to you and say, and you can see they don't feel there's any hope? How do you begin to instill some hope and spirituality into people?
Well, I love that question. And one of the things about our faith, those of the Christian faith, we have, when we go through the Easter season, we have this part of our tradition that talks about the fact that Jesus rose again from the dead. And so embedded in the faith is this belief that there can be life after death. And so when I'm looking in the eyes of someone that is dark and they've given up on themselves, I know what that is like, and I know what it's like for people to really feel like they have no place to go. What we know is that in Christ there can be a new beginning. And so we want to say to each person that you can, regardless of what the chapters have been to your life to this point, you can start a new chapter today, and life can start again. You can have hope again, and all you need to do is to come around a family of people who are going to walk.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
With you, and you can see that new life happen again. And so, again, we love that opportunity to walk alongside people. Yeah, our staff, when we went through the pandemic, there were times where people were shutting down, and people and our staff were like, we are going to stay here. Even if we had an outbreak at the mission, they were going to sleep there. And we had some that did. They checked with their families. They stayed there because their faith drove them to keep the doors open, because for the people experiencing homelessness, they had no other option than Light of Life.
What you do for the least of your brothers,
you do for me. That's right.
It's a powerful thing, I would imagine, on a daily basis in the midst of all the great wealth we have in this country and all the opportunity for these people who are just surviving day to day. And you mentioned the opioid crisis and sobriety. Alcoholism and drug use has long been a problem, but it's been exponentially increased with the opioid issue, and that's part of the genesis of a lot of this.
Yes.
How do you combat that?
Yeah, I mentioned earlier that there is these, what I call them, tributaries. We live here in Pittsburgh, not too far from Niagara Falls, and going up to the falls, if you stand at the bottom of the falls and say, how do you stop the waterfall? It's impossible. But if you go on the tour there, you'll see that there was this point in the 1800s where the falls stopped. And when you read the story, what happened was there was tributaries, these ice dams formed between Lake Ontario coming down into Lake Erie. And what happened was those ice dams eventually cut off the source to the falls. And that's what we have to do. We have to say, you know, we can't stop the whole falls, but what we can do is stop one at a time, one tributary at a time. And so each person who finds himself homeless, they became homeless a different way. And so we need to go and identify that. Opioid crisis was one of them. Mental health is a major one. The eviction moratorium that was lifted during the pandemic was another one. And we can go on and on.
And we'll talk more. We have Jarrell Gilliam, Executive Director of Light of Life Rescue Mission. I want to talk more about the increasing number of homeless here and around the country. What is, and in between 10 until 2, we have Marty Griffin, Larry Richard with our in-studio guest today. Jarrell Gilliam is the Executive Director of Light of Life Rescue Mission on our north side, and their newer home is still on the north side. It's just a little further down, closer to I-279 there. You can't miss it because you have that sign in recognition. Before that, the mission was on North Avenue.
North Avenue.
Yeah, yeah. So for many, many years, just celebrated, what, 70
yeah,
years?
Yeah, 70 years, a couple of years ago. Then.
And
yeah.
Jarrell is a Pittsburgh native and very passionate about what he does. So let's talk about homelessness and the growing issue around the country. When did you notice that there was some dynamic shift here? Because we've seen more encampments, more homeless than we've ever remembered here in Pittsburgh and around the country. What's going on?
Well, the biggest shift happened around the pandemic. Before then, there was kind of like this growing, you know, there'd be times it'd be kind of ebb and flow. We actually had a couple of years here in Allegheny County, we saw decreasing homelessness. But then when the pandemic happened, what we noticed was the increase in those experiencing severe mental health. So these people were really suffering out there on the streets, but also were not able to be rational around the kind of support and services that they needed. And so we saw that increase for sure. And then we were just, along with other service providers, trying to figure out the best way to help these people. Somewhere along the line, though, there were some people that introduced passing out tents to people. There was a point where one of the downtown places were closed after the winter, and there wasn't places for people to go. Someone had the idea of passing out tents. Providers who've been providing for decades, we've never done that. But suddenly that became the thing. So people started passing out tents. And then, of course, once somebody has a tent, they start wanting to find a place to set them up. I've been in this business for many, many years. The very first tent city I was a part of that I knew of was back in 87, 88 in Phoenix. And so I've seen other cities try this approach where they said, okay, we're gonna have a park and the homeless will be able to come there and set up their tents and we'll have services right outside the park and it'll be great. That's the way Skid Row began. It was like, we'll have this place where it'll be concentrated services and we'll also have the providers right there. But what ended up happening was that when there are low barrier and no requirements, people go into those spaces, they bring their addiction or drug use with them. And if there's no requirement for them or even supports for them to move out of it, they'll tend to stay at that lowest common denominator. And so then you begin attracting drug dealers, the crime that come along with it. And so in Phoenix, it became the same thing that happened at Skid Row. After a while, it became unsafe for the providers who were wanting to stay there. It was abandoned. Police would stay away. And it became a place where there was a lot of crime. And then the city wanted to see something done. The residents wanted to see something done to remove them. And so that's what we want to avoid here in Pittsburgh. We have the opportunity to get ahead of it so that we don't create these large spaces and then try to figure out something to do on the back end.
We're with Jarrell Gilliam, Executive Director of the Light of Life Rescue Mission. Sarah Inamorato, Allegheny County Executive, laid down a challenge, 500 shelters for 500 days. How realistic is that, and how many organizations will have to come together to make that a reality?
We were not a part of the creation of that plan, but we applaud the fact that they are trying to do something bold, and this problem requires some bold steps. The idea is to identify and challenge the community to come up with these spaces for people to be able to move into, apartments or housing, for people to move into it. The thing is that we need a more comprehensive plan. That could be one piece of it, but what we're advocating for is that we are looking at how can we impact that whole continuum, not just the top 10% have the most difficult problems, but even the person that has no drug and alcohol history that finds himself homeless. Here in Pittsburgh, Larry, you know, we are averaging 50 families a day that are evicted. That's happened since the pandemic. We had the eviction moratorium.
50 families a day here.
In Allegheny County, yes.
In Allegheny County a day?
Yes. Yes. And so once the pandemic happened, well, the supports of people who were coming out of homelessness, the people that were coming, that were staying in these apartments, they went away. And so now people didn't have a place to stay. So there's actually a website you can go and you can look at our court system to see the backlog of people who are where the landlords are set up to kick people out. And then when you think about that, also in our city, we lack 44,000 affordable housing units. And so when you look at the based on the median income of those who are at the poverty level and need housing, we have 44,000 gap, a 44,000 unit gap. So in our city, we have an affordable housing issue. We need to build more homes for people to be able to afford. We'll have people that'll go through our program, graduate, but you can't afford housing if an apartment is $1,500 a month, $1,800 a month. And so there's an affordable housing issue. There's a shelter issue. It's all along the continuum.
More to come with Jarrell Gilliam, Executive Director of Light of Life Rescue Mission on the Big K Morning Show. Richard with Jarrell Gilliam, Executive Director of Light of Life Rescue Mission. And before you go, I want to give you another opportunity here right after the top of the hour, because there's a number of issues that you want to make sure that we address when it comes to the work that you do in the mission. Deserving and undeserving poor. You yep. just explained that to me. What does that mean?
Well, back in the 1800s, there was kind of enshrined in law this idea that there are deserving and undeserving poor. You kind of see it in Scrooge. You know, this idea of the deserving poor are those that become poor because of no volition on their own. Maybe they had a medical condition, widows, you know, people that you could understand why they're there. And then you had others that were there because of their own choices. And so based on how you became poor, you were treated differently. And that idea has continued today in a very subtle way.
And want to talk about that. And this is Supreme Court ruling. Not about presidential immunity. This is something that affects a lot more people at ground level, and that is, it is prohibited for cities, counties, states to make laws that don't allow people to sleep in a public place. Is that basically, essentially, what it comes down to?
The way it is now, the cities have permission to create ordinances against it. And so it's up to each city now to make that choice.
And we'll talk about that coming up with Jarrell Gilliam on the Big K Morning Show from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.